And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice. Ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. To fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to affright them, and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar, and make my speech nothing worth? After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield, with the flattering of her lips she forced him. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less to lying lips a prince. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. And thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit, out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. In wrath remember mercy. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto.
Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word?
And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort, I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been throughly made manifest among you in all things. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.